Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We find ourselves in the temple of Hathor. Dear ones, I'm asking my partner to go slow. There is great mysticism here. There are messages here beyond what the Egyptians know is here. Dear ones, I wish to reveal some esoterics, things that are not necessarily believed by those who teach here. So there would be great controversy. I ask permission of the ancestors and the ancients for this information yet again. We started giving this to you in the temple of Isis. And now we will reveal the rest of the story. Literally written on the walls here are the stories that you should know, depicting things that even the Egyptians are not aware of. Dear ones, this culture is special because it started with knowledge of light. Only a few cultures begin with the truth, and this has been one of them. Right from the beginning, they speak of the God of the heavens, the ascension process, the meaning of light temples, and they are preoccupied with the stars and the afterlife. Most cultures do not get there, and this one started there. There have been some others as well. It's almost as though they had teachers when they arrived, and they did. Dear ones, I want to take you somewhere. I want to take you into history, the history of this planet esoterically. We teach, since Cryon got here, that the creation story, the Adam and Eve story, is the story of being seeded from the stars. And the ones who were responsible were the ones from the constellation of the seven sisters. And this is where the sacredness of the seven came from all over the planet. We teach that you have the female energy, the compassion of the mother. In our first channeling in this land, we told you we would reveal these things. We also told you that as far back as you go, in Egypt, as far as you could go, the older you study, the more important women become. This culture is not the only one. I want to take you somewhere. I want to take you back to the Aborigine. Their culture is documented to be 10 times that of Egypt. And if you study their culture, they will tell you that the creation story came from the Pleiadian. The Aborigine does not build structures. There is no writing on the walls. Instead, they leave songs to learn over many miles. Their history is written in the songs. And they have sacred places to this day. And they claim that the Pleiadian is the creative seed of the planet, but more than that. Dear ones, I want you to understand this. If you go to the Aborigine sacred places today, they are all run by women. There's more. There are places you cannot go that is around their sacred rock. And if you ask them why, they will tell you it's because the ones whose names cannot be pronounced still live there. And when you ask them, how is this possible? They tell you it is because they are interdimensional. I want to take you to Easter Island in the middle of the southern hemisphere Pacific. If you ask them who was the creative source in this tiny little place, They will point to a statue and say, it's the Pleiadian. They will talk of the seven voyagers. If you will go to the Hawaiian Islands in the middle of the Pacific, all of that which is taught from the beginning is about the ones who came from the stars. There is a kahuna with you. Ask her what the history truly is. We have told you that that particular island was isolated and called Lemuria. And that it had female teachers who many feel are still there. Let me take you to ancient Egypt. You sit in the temple of the Hathor. The Egyptians, although they have interdimensional gods, are extremely linear. The linearity is expected from a three-dimensional consciousness of a human. Therefore, all that is their gods and their mythology center around linear procreation and the rules of birth. You have the father, the son. Even the gods are this way. And you see the progression of them and the names of them. But they tell you they are interdimensional. Now go slow, my partner, for the next part is what I want you to understand. How would you describe something which is multidimensional? Difficult. But science comes and does it for you. Things which are multidimensional are often outside of your reality. They are in a circle of time that can go both ways. There is no time in a multidimensional space area. And the Egyptians, they have admitted that the gods are interdimensional, multidimensional. And yet, they haven't put it together. There are indigenous in North and South America who also believe in the Pleiadian. They also talk many times about shape-shifting, where one soul or body or God can move into another. And in that way, the culture remains consistent in the teaching. In Tibet, it's similar. One soul would be reincarnate and continue the teaching as the Lama. It is a system in three dimensions that allows for a multi-dimensional space. Dear ones, here is what I want to tell you. There is more than one Hathor. There are the Hathors. They are close cousins, if you wish to say it, to the Pleiadians. What is it that the cultures have in common that claim this seed from the stars? They are all women. The teaching are women. They must be. They are the sacred cow, you might say. They represent the Milky Way. Do you find it interesting that the goddess of love and compassion and the Milky Way would somehow relate to the current precession of the equinoxes? For that information is about the center of the Milky Way. Here's what you need to know. There have been many Hathors. They are the original teachers. Now, this group has already experienced this. And there's a reason we did something. Let me tell you what happened this morning to this group. 10 at a time, you were taken into a small room with no light. And you were crowded into a space with a very dark statue. And you were told in this place called Karnak that the statue was too mystical to be moved. There was fear because they could feel and sense something that was there. There was no light. And yet, how many of you sensed something? Not energy, but life. It was still alive. The mysticism of everything we talk about is the fact that the Hathors are still here. They are the original teachers. They are the seed biology of Egypt. They are the ones who taught originally of the temples of light, of the stairway to heaven, giving this culture a head start, allowing it to find its own consciousness through six civilizations, 3,000 years. Was the one who I will not name, was the one in the dark room a Hathor? Yes. And you felt it. Do you feel it here? Because on the walls that have been interpreted for you is the story of Adam and Eve of Egypt. This is the garden. And the story is that which is the same story as the Pleiadians have in Australia, Easter Island, North America, South America, and Hawaii. All women, all teachers, about the beauty of God, about the wonder of heaven, about duality, the start of the duality of humanity. More than one Hathor, because they keep inhabiting other names of other gods who are women teachers. And you got to experience one this morning. So let's name it. Not the name you were given, the one whose name really cannot be pronounced. They're still here. And those who study the hidden mysticism of Egypt have felt it from the beginning. That's the story I wanted to tell to you today. And so in closing, I will again say, I want you to understand, may you always drink from the Nile. That is the mother. That is the life as it goes right through the heart of this great land. And so it is.